Okay, we continue here. So this is their model now. I mentioned that is the old part, that's the new part. So we have a process of recovery, and how fast the recovery goes depends on how much capacity that is there and some time that is characterizing how quickly this goes. I will soon point to the model and show you the equations for that. First, the simulation. Against the pulse of the destruction occurring at day 20, here the impact of the disruption, but as in contrast to the previous one, where there was no recovery, now you have a process of slowly coming back to the original capacity. And I have given this parameter, the average critical infrastructure recovery time, a value so that this is virtually recovered over a period of 75 to 80 days. We will have a look now at the model very quickly to see how this works and which equations that are involved there. So, stopping this. Sharing application. Here is the model. Now, if you look at the equation for this one, document, then you see the equation is very simple. It is, there's a gap between the initial level of the critical infrastructure and the current level. That is the equation here. So the recovery is proportional to the gap and inversely proportional to the recovery time. That's an equation that you have seen many times before. So if you prefer to have a look at it here, the equation is using the parameters that connect. The gap, the recovery means coming back to the initial level. The gap is the difference between initial level and the current level. And the recovery is proportional to this gap. The bigger it is, the faster it goes. And as it is becoming smaller and smaller, the recovery becomes slower. And it is inversely proportional to a typical average recovery in time. So what value is it here for the CI recovery time? It is 25 days. And here you get approximate rule for the impact of an average time in such a delayed process, because it is a delayed process. Actually, this is occurring here is the first order delay. So the rule of thumb is in a first order delay, the transition to the original state or to the full state takes about three times the average recovery time, or the times the time constant. We can't simulate on change with synthesis and see what happens. You see, now it's 25, and it takes about three times as long to come back. Let's put 20, and then you will see in about 60 days, we are back to original one. So put 20, and you can see at 80, we are virtually back. Let's put 10. Then after 30 days, we should have recovered nearly full. And you can see that. By 50, we are nearly full, and so on. And so on. So this is a nice rule of thumb, that the time constant relates to the full process in about 1 to 3. It's approximate because this process is asymptotic. It's gradually approaching that. Okay? So now we can go back to the slides. Share files. Is the model for cascading effects. We had this one. This one here, And I have shown the details, and the equations are found in the Blackboard as well. Now the next challenge, and there's a lot of text here, but I will make it brief. Now we introduce another structure, a structure for energy CI that gets disrupted from the disruption of the ICT. And we should, it is required here, or it's asked to assume that the destruction of energy CI occurs according to a third order delay with a time delay of 2.5 days, which, remember, it is an average time. Something has happened, will happen faster, others more delayed, but the average value is 2.5 days. Then there is here the cascading impact and so on. Then we have a recovery process of CI that we assume is affected by the reduced capacity of the ICT CI. So the recovery process is slower than if just the energy critical infrastructure was left alone. And then we assume there is a cascading effect back for energy CI on the ICT. And that's logic because, of course, the ability of energy will impact how fast the network of ICT will recover. So all this you can look at in detail later and compare with the model and so on. Let's have a look at the model now. And what do you see? You see, the structure that you saw a moment ago for ICT is there. You see a similar structure for energy ICT with a flow out for the destruction, a flow in for the recovery in both cases. But now we have connections. The disaster destruction of ICT impacts and creates a delayed destruction. You see here the delay. We'll see soon the equation that we see a third order delay there as required. And then you have a delay from the diminishing of the energy CI, critical infrastructure, will delay impact the recovery of ICT. But the status of the ICT capacity will also influence the recovery of the CI critical infrastructure. So these are the cascading effects from here to here, from here to here, from here to here. So the cascading effects are destruction leads with a delay to destruction in some other or impacts on other critical infrastructure. But the capacity of the energy critical infrastructure cascades back on the recovery of the ICT critical infrastructure. But the availability of resources and capability of the ICT critical infrastructure also impacts the recovery of the energy critical infrastructure. And if you simulate this, a model is in Blackboard, then you get this. The curve for the ICT critical infrastructure looks similar than before, but if you look in detail at this part of recovery, you will see that it's slower. If you compare simulation in 3 with 4, you will see this is slower because of the heating back of the others. And this is the delayed impact of energy infrastructure. This is not sudden. It is delayed with a third order delay. And then you have a slow recovery and so on. Let's look now at the Venzi model. I am now opening the file, and then I will show it in a moment. Okay, so So it is about sharing application, entire screen. So here is the model that you saw in the slide. Let's look at this here, where I modeled the cascading ICT destruction of NGCI with a third order delay. So we can click on that, click on document, and there you see the equation. Cascading ICT destruction of NGCI equal to some number that was defined in the previous slides, times a third order delay, delay 3, of the disaster destruction of NGCI, with some time parameters, I time constants. That also was defined in there. So, explanation, the cascading destruction of NGCI resulting from the ICT disaster destruction is proportional to the impact factor and a third order delay of the ICT disaster destruction. In an empirical study, we will have to find empirically how much the capability in the ICT impacts on the energy and so on and so on. And perhaps this is not a constant, but it depends on some other factors and so on. This is a very simple model, but you understand the principles. This is a model that can be grow, can be cultivated. You can add details and so on and so on and so on. So there we have this third order delay, because we assume that it takes time to propagate from the ICT destruction to there. Why third order delay? Well, it's typically something that will go over several factors. The ICT will first impact perhaps some communication systems, then because of the communication systems, some other regulation and controls will fail, and so on and so on. So it will not be one step, but several steps. But why third order? If you don't know the order of the delay, a third order delay is a good approximation to a higher order delay. If you made a fourth or fifth order delay, it will be a little bit different, but not so much. So a third order delay is a good approximation to a higher order delay of which you don't know the order. Empirically, you will have, you were doing a gas study, a good study, you will have to look at the factors and make the delay as realistic as possible. But for illustration, this is a quick and dirty way of illustrating the principle and having a simulation that allows us to get more insights. Look at this. There, again, you see a delay. So let's look at this, ICT CI recovery. Click on that, click on document, and there we have, again, the assumption of a third-order delay. Whereas, I think here, did I forget the delay? Let me see. Maybe I make a mistake. NGCI recovery? No. Here, I didn't put a delay. I assume that this is immediate. So, the fact that there is little capability here is affecting immediately the ability of the recovering here. And I think that makes sense, that this effect was, is very quick. By the way, one thing that you should know about VNC models, it has a control of the units, in a sense, helps to make the metrics consistent. If you take model, unit check, if the model is correct, you get this. If you had some inconsistency in the units, you will get an error message telling you where the inconsistency is. Also, you have a way of checking the model as a whole. The model is okay. There are things that are important to consider here. Okay? Any questions? I stop sharing this. And I go back to you have a bit of construction going on here on the fire alarm. Maybe I should make a model for you, William. You seem to have a minor disaster. Can you ask ABB to engage me? Okay, yokes apart. Now we share files and go back to the SD model. Here we were at step 5. Okay. And we had this. And we had, wait a moment. We're step 4. So let's go now. That's the last thing we did. Okay. Now step 5. Now we want to connect even one more infrastructure. And I am not going to spend much time on this. Basically, what it tells you is create a new parallel structure for transport. It's going to look similarly. And it's telling you how to connect this with cascading effects. But I think it is simpler to explain this by going to the model directly. So there is a lot of description here. You have to check later by comparing with the model that it is there. So here you have the structure now. So what do we see here? We see 3 structures. ICT infrastructure, energy critical infrastructure, transport critical infrastructure. And the model is explained here, is below, is also on Blackboard. So they are exactly the same structure. And that's one of the nice things in system dynamics, again, that once you understand these pieces, these bits, like Lego bits, then you know how to put them together to express pretty much the same ideas. Something going away, something entering. Going away, destruction. Entering, recovery. And what you have here is measuring the capacities in the different critical infrastructures. The disaster destruction of ICT cascades and creates damage in energy CI, critical infrastructure, but also in transport. And the cascading, the destruction of energy CI has also consequences for the transport, with some delay as well, as you see here. And then you have the same effects as before. The availability of transport affects the speed of recovery of energy CI with some delays. But the energy CI, availability of energy, has also consequences for transport of the recovery. And then the availability of transport has also consequences for the recovery. And the ICT had consequences for the transport recovery. Information is important also for the recovery, and so on and so on. So you have a number of connections, cross connections here, which you can investigate by looking at the model. Mm-hmm. And as I said, the model is available under the name Disaster ICT Energy and Transport CI. And as to the simulation, if you look at the next slide, so now you see 3 curves. The direct destruction of ICD and the recovery of ICD. The impact on transport, which comes now from, transport, the red one, which comes, is impacted by ICD and energy. And the very strong impact on energy, because it suffers from ICD and transport and so on. And because of all the effects going back, so the curves all change a bit as compared to the following. If you compare these slides here with these slides, where unfortunately the color red here corresponds to a different color, the green one here. So it's not so easy to see that directly. So this was red in the previous light. But you see it is much, much, much deeper now. So energy infrastructure in our assumptions, in our model, suffers most. And the recovery from transport, it is impacted at the latest because first energy is impacted and then it cascades further to transport. And then you see it seems to be recovering slowly and then suddenly comes faster, apparently because the critical infrastructure has achieved a sufficient level and so on. The details here, they are not necessarily Latin reality, but a model for reality will pretty much use this here. So structures of destruction and recovery, perhaps we have to measure the capabilities of the different critical infrastructures along several parameters. Vensim has this possibility of using variables that have several dimensions. They are kind of vectors. So you could call it ICTCI, but within this there may be three or four indicators, but they all will be included in the same under the same name. You know that perhaps from physics and so on, velocity is something that goes in three dimensions. So you have the component in X, Y, and Z direction. So you have three components to velocity or to forces and so on. And similarly, you could have invention variables that have several dimensions, 3, 4, 5, or whatever. But still you handle them with one name and address each of the dimension to an index and so on. That allows you to have models that are compact and simple to see, even if they have more complexity from differing indices and dimensions and so on. So that was the last slide. And in principle, that is the last slide of my lectures. I finished a bit faster than I thought. So there are two possibilities. We have now about 20 minutes. We can take questions if you like. We can discuss other things. We can look a little bit forward. So what are your preferences, those who are online now? What you could do as exercises, just to accommodate this, Rune has already some questions related to metrics and so on. They are very good. I will discuss a bit with Laura, because that's the kind of things we need to do across the parts. This is the first time we give a course together. This is a new course that has been created, and I've been transferred from the course that I had last year. They are taking over for somebody else. That is an upper decision because they have made a change of schedules and change of programs and so on, and I came into that. But we have three parts, and ideally they should be strongly integrated, so the cases that we are studying should be run through the whole course and so on. But questions like Rune has posed about pragmatic and so on, they are things that will allow us to create more synergy. So I will discuss that with my partners and do that. Other things that you can do is When you spec the simulation models, you can look at them from the point of view of metrics. So they are parameters, they have some units. Are these units related to empirical measurements, or do they need to be changed? And so you can use the models as a way to discussing issues. Ideally, it would be good if some of the students had chats in between and discuss issues. From the point of view of the models, they are still very simple. And they have to be simple, because if I use more realistic models, they will be much more complex, much more will need much more time to communicate. So the idea here is to open some windows so that you can see some landscape, have some idea as to what simulation models can do, motivate your interests so as to think ahead, and know that here there is a big, big tool of things that can be investigated. One thing that you could do is you could visit Forio. Let me see if I can show you that. I will first try and find that. I will share this with you, just a moment. No, I think you can, I think I am sharing now. Wait a moment, where was I? Here, yes. Forio is a company in the United States. This is run by former employees of PowerSim. I told you that I was co-founder of the company PowerSim. So Michael Bean went PowerSim, the investors left PowerSim. He founded the company in about 2003 and so on, with former employees of PowerSim in San Francisco. And they have developed a tool to embed simulations created by any tool, VenSim, PowerSim, iThing, whatever, and run them on the internet. And there are a lot of models in different areas: capacity in supply chains, entrepreneurship, finance and accounting, innovation, leadership and management, market growth, negotiation, and so on and so on. And among the users, they have MIT, Sloan, Harvard Business Publishing, and so on and so on and so on. So this model, you can see a lot about these models. You can look at them. And I think there is even one of our network stabilities, network vulnerabilities created by Sturman, not in security, but in some other areas. Let me see if I can find it. Yes, here. You have that here. So you can see you can you can buy these simulations and so on. But anyhow, compete to corner the multi-sided video game market and so on. And so on and so on. So you can get information about this. And they are the simulation that we published in the web about, which I promised to give you the link, was actually created with Forio as well, but we use the free version. So you might like to inspect this a little bit. I think some of them can be played for free, others need to be bought and so on, and you can get information as to here. So let me see if I find now the link. The link. How do we find that? Let me see. Enter a new ATM simulation. Let me see what happens here. No. Incentives. Let me see if I find it. No. Last attempt before I give up. I will find it later because I know I have it somewhere. But let me see here. Let me see. Simulation. No, I don't find it. Lest Constantine. Maybe it's here. No. Ah, I think this is. No, this is another one. This is an internet simulator that we are doing. That is actually about our project. One of the projects that has been done. This is, yes, this is another link. I can provide that link to you, but that's a different one. You have instruction, you have a control panel and dashboard, and you can simulate things. But that's a different one. That wasn't that one. But still, it uses Fourier. Okay, sorry, I don't find the link now, but I will find it and send it to you. And put it in there. So sorry about this delay here. Yes, you are seeing the simulation slide then still. How is that? Okay. Let me try it again. That's very strange. Share application. Okay. Entire screen. Share. You don't see now the slide with the Fourier ready to run simulations? Do you see? Did you see that? Yes, now. Oh, okay, I go back. Okay, so that was Fourier. I'm very sorry, I wasn't aware of that because I thought the entire screen was simulated. So if you go to Fourier.com store, ready to run simulations, then you have there a lot of simulations, capacity, supply chain, entrepreneurship, and so on and so on and so on. And then you have a number of applications, but I guess this is more things that they sell, like this. But then we have a simulation created with Fourier about the ATM simulation, and I will send you the link. In between, I was trying to find that by inspecting all kind of links, but I didn't find it. So what I am going to do is find out the correct link and put it on the announcement on the blackboard so that you can find it. Okay, so since I don't find the link right now, I suggest that we stop unless you have last minute questions. Yes. Yes, that's correct. So I think Hannes is doing that anyhow, but I will chat with him so that he can also, as you say, ensure a holistic view of the course. And perhaps he's going to propose some cases to you, one in critical infrastructure, and I will chat to him as to the possibility of developing some system dynamics model of the case that he's proposing. How far we can go with this holistic right now is a little bit difficult to say, because we have been, it's a lot of effort to create a new course, and we have been working very hard, and if we had from the beginning working together, this will be very difficult. So we have had several meetings. We have agreed on certain division of labor, on some handovers and so on. But again, as in the question of introducing, say, new technology in offshore, one thing is developing some new processes, and the other thing is developing the knowledge of how to use these processes. So I guess this course will become better next year when we can base that on the new knowledge that we have acquired. But I will have see that we have a meeting, Laura, Hannes and me. Perhaps I can even be physically here when Hannes Lubick has his lecture, so that I can participate also during the lecture. The course, the part three, is already on Blackboard, so you can have a look at it if you like. So it's the part three of the course. So I have to make a note as to things that I have to do. I have to revise the slides with the polarities. I have to give you the link. And I have to appoint a meeting with Laura and Hannes Lubick so that that he can use as much of Laura's and my approach. But again, I am available for the course also after I finish my lecture. This is my last lecture, but by all means, contact me also after you have taken the exam for whatever you think. And if you are interested in discussing, and I mean not only you two who are now present, all the other students, if you are interested in discussing possibilities of master projects, then take contact to me. I am going to add to my part a proposal for possible master projects, and you may look at it and see if they appeal to you, if you can configure that. So, thank you, Rune. Thank you, William. And then let me see. William means your section beats on course next year. No, probably not. I think next year we will still have this combined course. What may happen is that some new people enter. I'm not sure. Hannes is an external from Switzerland, and I don't know if he will continue, but I hope he will. He's, I think, very good, and he's really an expert in his area. Very, very good guy. And Laura has also a lot of experience. They have also connection to companies and so on. So I think the cooperation with them has been very good. We had several chats, and still I think we can improve the course a lot. So thank you very much for your engagement. And we will stay in contact. I am available, as I said, also beyond when you pass the examination. Also, if you want to discuss ideas, even if you choose different supervisors, so by all means, contact me. So thank you very much, and take care, you both. Have a great Easter as well, and a good delivery of the project. Bye-bye then.